instead of the time, what darkness and so forth, what time of the day is it? What is it? What's it called, day or night? They want to, they say, record conversational occurrences of durative of a night, in the night, at night time. And they didn't give me a single clue here. I'm just going to skip it. I don't know what they want there. Okay, the next one. We're up to page 41, Pearly. You're not tired, are you?
No, I'm fine.
You're enjoying it, aren't you?
Huh? I'm enjoying it.
You're letting your brain.
Yeah.
How do we get through this sometime before supper time? I don't know, there's some good supper left over now. Okay, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble. What?
High temper. No, he wants his way.
Yeah, that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
Getting his way.
Like as not, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, what are the trenches that are cut by a plow called?
A ditch.
Yeah, but then the...
fur.
That's it. What do you call it?
A fur.
Okay, that's it. If you have a good yield of wheat, you say, we raised a big...
crop this wheat this year.
Uh-huh, big crop, you say. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees in the land, you say you did what?
Cleared it up.
Right. If you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say we just...
cleared it out.
Right. And the second cutting of clover of grass, or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? I never heard it. It's called anything differently, but I got some words here. If you ever remember it called the second cutting, now you cut it again, and the old cutting is what's there. You know what you call it? They got rowing, aftermath, and ladder math. Those aren't words that are familiar to me.
No, I don't think
see, a lot of these words, some people in some countries do, and we don't
know.
The wheat is tied up in a what?
A shock.
Well, that's put together in a shock, but the wheat is tied together in a...
Bundle.
Or there's another way for wheat. Now the grain that we gather is bundled, but wheat would be gathered in...
I thought it's little shocks.
Well, shocks whenever you put them together, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
stack them together, you shock the feed, so they'll dry with the grain up in the air.
Yeah.
But one of them is a what? One little tie of it. Is a bundle?
Uh-huh.
How about sheep?
I guess it's a bundle, and then the shocks.
Okay. Well, they had sheep here for this. But the bundles or sheaves are piled up into a...
shop.
You were said that.
Yeah.
And how many sheaves are there in the shop?
18.
We raised 40 blank of wheat to make up. What would you say that?
40 bushels.
Right. You're smart. You can just trap. That's not every one of these, apparently. You've done real
good.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to thrash it.
Mm-hmm. If you and another man have got to do a job, we're considering you a man, I guess. When you told him about it, you'd say you and...
I have to do so.
All right. You and I have to do so and so. Something we had to do today, just the two of us, we'd say we'll have to do it. Or you'd say what?
We got to build a fence today.
Okay. If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for?
Henry and me.
All right. And both of, how would you say that? Both, if you use the word both in there, the job is for?
Both of us.
Okay. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over. What do you say? The use pronouns for them.